Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's talk to ESPN's Todd Blackledge for a few minutes here as he joined us on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Like we were just saying, you got the NFL draft coming up, ESPN, ABC, NFL Network, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday. Todd, give me some thoughts here initially on the virtual draft, how we think it's going to go. Do we think there are going to be elements of this draft that we like that maybe we want to continue in years in the future?
Well, I'm actually anxious to kind of see how it goes. I mean, I'm not involved, in the draft, but I was on a meeting the other day, a Zoom meeting with some people for college football. We were just talking about a number of different things. And one of the things that came up on that conversation was from an executive level and from people in Bristol, they're kind of excited about what this draft coverage is going to be like, and that it's going to kind of refocus again just on the picks and the teams and the players, and maybe not as much of the exterior stuff that has been going on for the last several years. So I'm kind of anxious to see how it goes and what it's like. It might have a little throwback feel to it, but it's still going to be a very exciting experience.
And I know, Todd, it was a little bit polarizing when Roger Goodell, made the point of, hey, no negativity about the draft. We're continuing with it. If you say something negative, it may fine you and that whole deal. But I got to tell you, Todd, I'm glad that he did that because I'm looking forward so much to this draft on Thursday. I know everyone's looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's, it's safe. It's not by any stretch of the imagination people saying, hey, we're beyond this pandemic and we're on the other side of it. Nobody's saying that. I mean, we're still doing this, but doing it in a way that fits with the social distancing and the policies that are in place and adhering to those things. And yet at the same time, trying to keep some semblance of business as usual. And so I'm looking forward to it as well.
We got ESPN college football analyst Todd Blackledge here with us. All right, well, we think the Dolphins down here in Miami, okay? We think the Dolphins and the possibility of Tua Tagovailoa is the biggest story going into the draft. Would you agree that the most interesting story about this draft is what happens with Tua?
It certainly is one of the most interesting stories. I mean, I love the kid when he's healthy. He is outstanding. I mean, has great touch, great accuracy, feel for the game, processes things extremely quickly. The fact that he's a left-hander, which is kind of a rarity in these days in the NFL the last several years. So very intriguing. But his health is certainly a question, a concern. The ankle injuries he had at Alabama were significant. The hip injury was obviously significant. So his durability and what teams think about his durability is going to be a big story, in these next few days. Now, certainly when he's healthy, like I said, he is as talented as anybody out there and a guy that I've enjoyed watching and covering for the last couple of years.
Now, Zaslow and I both think that Tua is going to be their guy. But of course, the last few weeks in particular, we keep hearing about the Dolphins being interested in Justin Herbert over Tua. How much of what you hear in the weeks just before the draft can you even believe?
Yeah, I don't know how much you can believe, with that. I think people are constantly jockeying. People are constantly trying to, I don't know whether they put out false information, but I do know this, in covering football for as many years as I've done and been around it for as many years with my dad being a coach when I was growing up and everything is just, as a group, I think football people and football coaches are the most paranoid of any coaches in any sport. And so I think that there's always this sense of wanting to have some kind of information that nobody else has. And I think that's always been the case with the draft and maybe so even more this year with, there's built-in secrecy because of they're not being able to do certain things that they've done in the past. But I don't know how much you can take from that. I think that, to me, you've got Joe Burrow and you've got Tua as the top two. I love Justin Herbert. I covered him quite a bit at Oregon. I think he's enormously talented. I don't know that he has that processing ability, the quick processing right now that those two guys have. And I think that for him, it's going to be very important for him to be in the right system, the right coach, and be brought along in that portion because he has not played in as NFL-friendly of an offense, I should say, as Joe Burrow or Tua the last couple years. Now, he is probably the most talented overall. He's bigger. He's got the best arm. He's more athletic than people give him credit for. But he still needs to develop some things in terms of his processing ability on the fly.
Todd, let me ask you. We got Todd Blackledge, ESPN college football analyst, and of course, you got the draft coming up this Thursday night, Friday, and then Saturday, ABC, ESPN, and NFL Network. If Tua were completely healthy, if he played out this past season, no hip injury, Joe Burrow still has the year that he had. Who goes number one?
It's a great question. I mean, if that's the case, I think you maybe flip the coin. I do think if I look at both of them, I think Joe Burrow is a little more athletic than Tua. But they are both outstanding players. I mean, Joe Burrow is a little taller and a little more athletic in terms of running the football when he needs to or making plays with his legs. But those are two outstanding players. I don't think you make a mistake either way.
Todd, excellent job. We're all obviously going to be listening. We know you're busy today doing a lot of this. And we're looking forward to the draft. We appreciate you spending some time with us.
My pleasure. You guys take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.